Caroline Wilson with us for Maccas. Champion Data has sent through the numbers. Thanks to Jacob Wilson. 8 coach sackings, new coaches in 1928 is the record. The most recent record is 6 in 2014, 6 new coaches in one season. We're headed toward that number, Caro.
So far we've got 4.
Yeah.
I hate to, it sounds brutal, I know, and I don't mean it to sound brutal, but you just feel that this might not be the end, Wayne. I still feel that Don Pike is under a huge amount of pressure at the Adelaide Football Club, and this is a massive game. And of all places, he has to coach it at Ballarat at Mars Stadium on the weekend against the Bulldogs, who will go in as massive favourites for that game. They're very much in form.
Adelaide could win and do Ken Hinckley a favour because they win by a narrow margin and Port win. Port might get in. But now Port faces Fremantle with a new coach.
Yeah, look, I would still back Port to win that game, but I think the Bulldogs are such red-hot favourites the way they're playing. I just can't see Adelaide doing any good at Mars. And look, that might be wrong, but that's not what I see happening. And Bulldogs have got so much to win for. I also feel that obviously we know Ken Hinckley is under pressure. And I talked last night on Classified about the fact he has to make finals next year to get that final year on his contract. We'll have a bit of a listen to how that
story unfolded. Is Ken Hinckley confirming the clause on SENSA?
I'm quite happy to say that my contract has clauses in it, that everyone's contract has some type of clauses in it. And if you don't perform, you don't deserve to get, you know, those add-ons of a contract. And from my point of view, if I don't perform as a club, we don't perform that well. It's probably that time. But I'm quite happy to say, Kane, if we don't make finals, I won't be the coach of the football club in the near future. But that's what we should be. That's what we set out to be.
Ken Hinckley speaking about Carol. Well, you broke the story on mainstream media last night on Footy Classified. I broke it on my little Dwayne's World show earlier in the day. But the bottom line is you had the hard and fast fact about the fact that it is written into his contract. Most of us, I had been told that he had to make finals in 2020 to be able to coach in 2021. But I had only been told that by people who I don't necessarily trust 100%. You had been told 100% that it was true and you went with it last night and Ken responded today. It is interesting that
I don't feel he should be under pressure, by the way.
No, and I think he's the right man for the job as well.
Because
but the trouble
is, this is a football club with financial issues and they're not going to pay him they have to pay him 2 years now for him to go.
But the trouble is the fans are not going and the members and the pressure. We just heard Fremantle talk about that, the pressures. And I reckon the Adelaide Crows their fans are all of a sudden, and they've got, you know, more members than they can poke a stick at. They've got, 80,000 members for a 50,000-seat stadium. And they haven't really necessarily listened to their members before, but I think they're now realising they have to.
Well, they've got the money to pay out a coach for 2 years. They also have a football director who made it quite clear on his commentary over the weekend on Saturday, Mark Ricciuto, that he's not happy with the game plan. Mm. So I think Don Pike is the coach under most pressure. But I also see John Worsfold as under pressure and maybe John Worsfold himself. I still feel, I might be wrong, but I still feel that had he not won on the weekend and had he been out of the finals, I don't think he would have been at Essendon next year. And I'm still not saying he's 100% sure to be at that club next year, maybe by his own decision as well. And then you've got Leon Cameron under huge pressure. And I'm not saying Leon Cameron again will lose his job, but you've got these guys who really have all got 1 year left on their contract, and I include Stuart Dew in that, who've all got, I don't think Stuart Dew is expected to make finals next year, but they're all feeling the heat. And in terms of Ken Hinckley, I think it's extraordinary that this has happened given the big decisions he made, the fact that they've probably performed where we thought they would be this year. They've blooded some really good young players, but they're on a collision course with their club's culture because they're heading towards 150 years, a year they want to make good money. We talked last week about the two games in the prison bar jumpers. Yep. They're a club who's got some serious financial issues, as I talked about this last night, but there are players whose contracts are being rolled over into 2020.
That was an amazing story you broke last night. To have payments moved from 1 year to the next, that's a pretty big financial structure issue.
Well, it's just to affect their bottom line, Dwayne, and also the fact I hadn't realised how under the salary cap they are too because of their financial problems. So there's a few clubs who are not sitting pretty.